All right. We are live. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to yet another episode of the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. I'm your host and financial coach, J. Rod Anderson. Appreciate you all joining in, whether you joining in live now or watching it from the live from the replay. Appreciate you jumping in, man. TGIM, happy Monday. Hope you all are doing well tonight. Got another exciting episode for you tonight. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about three tips to cultivating a wealth mindset. And I'm doing a series out of my book, Five Star Mentality. But I'll talk to you all about that a little bit more in a few minutes. But again, welcome to the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. And well, my mission is to help educators and working professionals and part-time entrepreneurs, I don't know why sometimes I have trouble with that word, but entrepreneurs improve their financial health and to overcome money, worry, stress, and anxiety. So that's what I'm here to help you do, just to help you get into a better place financially. And you know, if you're dealing with any worry, stress, or anxieties or cares about your finances, I want to help you overcome that. And that's what these episodes are about. If you would, a couple of things. Please download the podcast. You know, this is, I think, a 19th episode. So we really starting to get some momentum now. But if you could, download the podcast on all streaming platforms. I'm on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Anywhere where podcasts are streamed, the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast will be there. So please do support the podcast and download it. Please, if you would, leave a review as well. Also, you can follow me on YouTube. My YouTube page is at Path to Financial Independence. So definitely like, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell everybody that you know. Hey, there's a discussion going on where financial freedom and financial health is concerned, and you don't want to miss out on it. So yeah, so definitely please support the YouTube channel, and definitely also go to my website, GerardAAnderson.com. Let me put that on the screen for you all real quick. So yeah, if you need some assistance just kind of figuring out where you are and just need some help getting those finances in order, go to my website at GerardAAnderson.com. And on there you can schedule a free financial health assessment where we'll just take some time and just see where you are financially and plot a course forward and come up with a plan to help you get there. And I also have a free course on there, a masterclass. It's called The 7 Roadblocks to Financial Independence. So definitely take advantage of that. And at the beginning of each month, which today's date is March the 31st. Can you believe March is already gone? But at the beginning of every month, I have what I call 31 Irrefutable Laws of Financial Independence, 31-Day Financial Reset Challenge. So we'll be kicking that off again at the top of April. So if you want to join a community of like-minded individuals and be challenged at the same time, definitely go to my website and sign up for the 31-Day Financial Reset Challenge. All right, so got a lot of stuff for you to take advantage of. And hey, all you got to do is take advantage of it. All right, and so I'll put a link to all of these in the show notes as well. So let me go ahead and get my financial disclaimer out the way, and we'll go ahead and jump into our topic for tonight. So, as always, let me say I am not a financial advisor, and the content of this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Your financial situation is unique, so please do your research, do your own due diligence, and consult with a qualified financial advisor who is aware of your unique financial circumstances. All right. So before we get started, just wanted to share just a little bit of background for those of you who may be listening to this or viewing this for the first time. Just want to share a little bit about myself. So I'm Gerard Anderson. I'm a full-time school social worker. So I've been doing school social work for, man, about 19, 20 years now. And a few years ago, I started financial coaching. It's actually called financial social work coaching. And so we approach finances from a different perspective. What I seek to do is address all of the internal things that's impacting your finances, your mindset, which we're going to be talking about that tonight. Your mindset, your belief systems, your past money stories, the things that influence how you engage and interact with money today. So my approach is to address all of those root areas. And if we can get to the root of what causes you to think the way you think and what causes you to handle and look at your finances the way you do, if we can get to those root issues, then it'll be much easier to address your income, your debt, your cash flow, creating wealth. All of those things will be so much easier to address if we can get the inside stuff taken care of first. And so that's my approach as a financial social worker. We go within first. So I've been coaching as a financial social work coach for about two or three years now. And so definitely my main mission with that is just helping people to overcome, like I said, money stress, money worries, money anxieties, and to just help people improve their overall financial health and well-being. Because, look, the reality of it is that money and finances is at the intersection of every part of your life. So money is, having a healthy relationship with your finances is just as important as having a healthy relationship with your body, with your mind, with everything. So that's why we emphasize financial health. So what I am doing now, I'm in the midst of a book study on a book. My book, actually, let me see if I have, I have a copy right here. So I really wanted to address the importance of mindset. So what I decided to do, I'm doing a book study from my book, Five Star Mentality, The Mindset of the Superachievers. And in it, I just really, my wife and I, we wrote it together, but we just really highlight how we discovered why our mindset is so important. Like, I was talking to someone that I communicate with on LinkedIn, and he made the comment that, like, mindset is everything. And it truly is. Like, everything starts on the inside with your mindset. So I thought it would be great if I could just take some time out, block out a couple of weeks, and really just nail in and drill down on helping you to uproot some of those aspects of your mindset that may be limiting you or keeping you from living the type of life that you want to live. And I know the way that I discovered this was I just got to a place in my life where after working for like 20 years, I just realized that I didn't have much to show for all of this work that I'm doing. And it's like I didn't have much save, and I wanted to get to a place where I didn't have to worry about money anymore, wanted to be wealthy, all of those different things. But I was stuck, and I couldn't figure out, like, what's keeping me stuck on this level. And I won't go into the whole story. Go back and watch the episode from last week to find out, to hear the whole story and find out how we came about with the idea of five-star mentality. But what I realized is that the only thing that was really holding me back was my mindset. So true, I had some bad financial habits and things that I was doing, but it all went back to my mindset. And once I started changing the way I thought, and once I started to really focus on increasing my level of financial literacy, everything started to change. Like, there was a point that I didn't even feel comfortable saying the word wealth, because I just didn't see myself as being worthy of talking about wealth or having wealth, because, you know, I'm not a Jay-Z or, you know, a Beyonce. I don't have billions of dollars. And so I was like, I can't talk about that. But over the course of time, from working on my mindset, I got this revelation that, you know what, before you can have wealth, you have to be wealth. And what I realized is that Wealth is more of an identity issue than anything else. Like, long before you get to how much money you have in the bank or how much income you are making or how much that you're making off of investments, long before you get to any of that stuff, you have to really, really deal with the internal aspect of how do you see yourself and who you are. That's identity. So I have a shirt that says wealth is in my DNA. So from years of spending time with this, now I can get to the point where I can actually say, man, wealth is who I am. It's in my DNA. And I'm not, the wonderful thing is I'm sharing my journey with you. Like, before I get to the multi-millions and beyond, I'm sharing you this story right now where I am as a school social worker, just working every day like you do. But my identity on the inside is much different than what it was when I first started out. So through all of my podcasts, through this book, through the courses, everything is really trying to help you change. No, it's not trying to. What it is going to do is help you change your identity and how you see yourself. And once you do that, oh man, it's off to the races then. All right, so yeah, just a little background about me. So definitely, if you want to follow along with the study, go to 5starmentality.com, grab yourself a copy of the book, get a copy for your organization. If you're a CEO or a manager of people, mindset is intricate. It's an integral part of everything. So if you can, like, as a leader, if you lift your mindset, you can lift proverbially speaking, you can lift the ceiling. So you can lift the idea of what's possible. But if you get the rest of your team to upgrade their mindset as well, man, it lifts the floor. It's like everybody comes up together. So everybody benefits when we all improve our mindset. So if you're a leader out there, whether you're a church leader, you could be a pastor, you could be a CEO, you could be a teacher, whatever the case may be, everyone that you're trying to influence is going to be better, and they're going to make you better if you can help them upgrade their mindset. And that's what 5-star mentality is all about. If you want to live a upgraded life, then you have to have an upgraded mindset. So yeah, so definitely go out, buy a copy for all of your peoples, and hey, who knows, maybe I can even come and speak to your group or organization. Talk to me, let's work something out. But here again, go ahead and pick up a copy for yourself and for your peoples, and let's take this journey together. All right, so I'm going to read a quick chapter. I'm going to read a quick paragraph out of the book, and that's what my topic of what I'm going to talk about tonight is going to come from what I'm about to read to you now. All right, so the title of this particular paragraph or section is called Don't Give Up Your Power. All right, and so I'm just going to read just two paragraphs, and then we'll get into what I'm going to talk about tonight. So we realize, and this is me and my wife, when I say we, the two of us, we realize that you must never let the circumstances of life seduce you into giving up your power. We are tricked into believing that we lack the power to change the direction in which the river of our lives flow. Unknowingly, you can be deceived into believing that you are a puppet on a string. I know a lot of people in that situation don't think that they can do any better. It's just like, I can't do any better. You know, they're not paying me enough, and this isn't right. And so, in essence, you've given up your power, and you unconsciously have told yourself that this job is controlling me, this paycheck is controlling me. So it's like you've allowed yourself to, in a sense, be a puppet on the string. But that's all about to change. Nothing could be further from the truth. Your power cannot be taken from you unless you give it away. Now that's powerful, y'all. Go get the book and get that. Your power cannot be taken away from you unless you give it away. So there are certain powers that you have that nobody can take that away from you. And I'm going to talk about those powers. I call them superpowers. I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. And no one can take that away from you. It's like you have to give it up, or you just have to refuse or relinquish your right to use it. Once you do, so your power cannot be taken away from you unless you give it away. Once you do, however, you are left to play the role of the victim. Okay? So, Tanika and I had allowed the pressing realities of day-to-day living to strip us of our power to the point that we felt that there was nothing we could do to escape the mental prison we had created for ourselves. Purpose in your heart from this day forth. Y'all hear me clearly when I say this. I'm talking to you. I'm looking in the camera to you. I want you to purpose in your life from this day forth that you won't allow anyone or anything to rob you of your power to choose, to change, and to construct your life. Let me say that again. Purpose in your heart from this day forth that you won't allow anyone or anything to rob you of your power to choose, to change, and to construct the type of life that you desire. Focus on building the life of your dreams. You are the architect and you have the right to build it any way you choose. Man, that's powerful right there. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Three steps to cultivating a wealth creation mindset. And hopefully you just caught it because I just shared with you what those three steps are. So let's talk about the first one. Number one is tap into the power to choose. Tap into the power to choose. So again, this is three steps to cultivating a wealth creation mindset. Step number one is tap into the power to choose. So you have to recognize that you have the power to make choices that directly impact your financial future. So it's a real simple equation. Where you are now, you have made choices and you've taken actions to get you where you are now. If you desire to go someplace different, guess what? You're going to have to think some different thoughts. You're going to have to make some different choices and you're going to have to make some different actions. It's really that simple. Like if I could define this whole financial freedom, improving your financial health, overcoming money, worry, stress, and anxiety, I could boil it down to that equation that I just gave you. Where you are right now is based off of a certain way of thinking. That certain way of thinking has produced a certain level of choices or a certain way of choosing. And those choices have pretty much dictated a certain way of acting. So if you want to get to a different way of thinking or a different destination, you have to start with the way you think because the way that you were thinking influenced the choices that you made that led to the actions that you took to get you where you are now. So my job of what I'm trying to do now is be working with the mindset first. So I'm giving you this information, trying to plant some, I'm planting some new thoughts. Someone told me about that too. Y'all catch me on that using the word try. Like, no, we not. Someone said that to try is an honest lie. I'm not trying. This is what I'm doing. I'm planting seeds in you to help you think a different thought. And when you think a different thought, you're going to make a different choice. And when you make a different choice, you're going to take different actions. So recognize that you have the power to make choices that directly impact your financial future. Whether it's how you spend your money or which financial goals to prioritize, every choice you make shapes your wealth building journey. The first step in creating a wealth creation mindset is taking ownership of the choices you make each and every day. Man, come on. Y'all see it? So I don't care what type of financial situation you may be in now. I don't want you to look at the whole situation like, man, you know, I'm in $100,000 worth of debt. We're not looking at that. We're not looking at all that right now. The only thing I need you to do right now is I need you to take stock of what are the financial choices that you're making today. And if the choices that you have made over the last 5-10 years have contributed to taking you to a place that you don't currently want to be, then I need you to start thinking, what choices am I going to make different starting tomorrow? So maybe you need to start living by a budget. Maybe you need to make a decision that I'm going to cut back in some areas because my outgo is exceeding my inflow. What does that mean? Basically, that means that you're spending more than you have coming in. I did our budget today and there were some things that I had to intentionally look at cutting back on because I'm just like, man, if I spent, if I spend, you know, the way that we spent last month, we gonna come under budget. So because of some different expenses that came up this month, I had to rearrange some things. So I had to intentionally, it's like, okay, we're gonna cut back or in these areas for this month. So maybe you need to cut back a little bit, or maybe you just need to start an emergency fund. So when emergencies come up, you're not in a situation where you have to start putting everything on a credit card and then you get charged these exorbitant interest rates where you just paying like 20-30% on your credit card balance because you're living off of it. So what are the different choices that you need to make starting today? We can only do it today. Get that. Like, no matter how much you may want the future to change, the future is only going to change based on what you do today. Today is all you got. Like, today is it. So I need you to think about, what are the different choices do I need to make? And understand this, you always have the power to choose. Like, you know, you may not have a gazillion choices, but you have the power to choose. Like, you may need some more money coming in. Well, guess what? You have the power to choose, how am I going to increase my income? And, you know, maybe it's not as easy as like, oh man, you know, I can just go and get another job, or oh man, I can just start a business. Like, I don't know what works best for you, but you have the power to choose. I just need you to tap into your power to choose. If you want a different financial destination, choose a different destination. If you want to be wealthy, if you want to get to the place where you don't have to worry and stress about money all the time or anymore, choose to tell yourself, you know what? I'm choosing this day that I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to the place that I don't have to worry and stress about money and finances. Or if you just want to enjoy life on a higher level. Like, one of the things that I'm going to do this summer, me and my family are taking a trip to New York. And I've been in New York before, but never been to the Statue of Liberty. So this summer, guess what? I made a choice. We're going to New York. We're going to see the Statue of Liberty. And not only that, we're staying on Times Square. And guess what? Because I made that choice, the hotels have been booked. Where do you think we're staying at? We're staying on Times Square. I already did the research on what we need to do to go to the Statue of Liberty. But what did it all start with? It started with a choice. Like, don't worry about where the money's coming from. Don't worry about how things may look now. I just need you to tap into the power to choose. All right? That's number one. Number two, I need you to embrace the power to change. So, three steps to cultivating a wealth creation mindset. Number one was tap into the power to choose. Number two is embrace the power to change. So, you got to understand that change is not only possible, but is necessary for your growth. So, I don't care where you are now, you got to make a change. You got to change, man. You got to change. Let me pull something. Okay. You got to change. You have to embrace the power of change. I have a friend, we always like to say, the only constant in life is change. So rather than wait for circumstances outside of your control make you have to change or force you to change, embrace change. So where your finances are concerned, embrace change. Embrace wanting to learn more. Embrace wanting to learn how to learn a different skill. Like, one of the things that I'm learning now is how to trade options. Totally new to that. Don't know anything about it, but hey, I'm going to change where that's concerned from someone who knows nothing about it to somebody who knows how to do it very well. Now, thing is, well, man, that may take a long time. True, but guess what? That time is going to go by anyway. So my challenge to you is just embrace the change process. If you just get in the habit of doing it, sometimes we resist change because it doesn't feel good, because it takes us out of our comfort zone. But if you just get to a place where you stay pliable enough and you just embrace change because you know it's coming, like, one thing you can bank on, something is going to force you or something is going to change in your environment Sometimes it's, you know, a good friend or a coworker may leave and go to another job. You may have to go to another job. Your car may break down and you may have to get a new car. You may have to go live someplace else. You may have to let some people go. You may have to add some new people in. Change is inevitable. It's going to come. It's going to be a part of your life. So embrace the power to change. So understand that change is not only possible, but it's necessary for growth. You have the ability to shift your mindset from limiting beliefs to a mindset of abundance. Whether it's changing how you approach budgeting or how you view opportunities, embracing change is key to your wealth creation process. So one of the biggest areas that I realized that I had to change was just my mindset. And I'm still working on that like every single day. So I made a choice, going back to the first step, I made a choice like, you know what? Before I leave this earth, I'm going to get to the place where money is no longer going to be a worry, a care, or a thought for me. And I'm going to get to the point where it's going to be like that for my son as well. Did I know how that was going to happen? No. Do I know now how it's going to happen? Well, I'm moving now, so I'm starting to see some things. But I had to make a choice. And then I had to embrace the change that I needed to make for that to happen. So what did I start doing? I started reading a whole bunch of different books, started going to seminars, started listening to different people, and that started changing my mindset. But I didn't realize it at the time, and this is what I'm stressing to you now. So I was working on changing the mindset, but I hadn't necessarily executed and started taking action the way I needed to. So things weren't really changing. It's like I had all of this information, but compared to the amount of information that I was learning, the amount of action that I was taking was probably a fraction of what I was learning. So I thought I was doing something because I was learning a whole lot, but I wasn't executing on the information. So I literally had to just say, you know what? I'm just going to take a pause of trying to learn anything new, and I'm just going to make myself act and take action on the things that I've already learned. And when I started doing that, things started to change. Like, and one of the first things that I actually did, and I mentioned this last week, is I had read or gone through one of Dave Ramsey's programs, and you know, he talked about baby steps. One of the first things that I did was, and this may sound insignificant, but I took that first baby step and I saved $1,000. And man, I can't tell you how good it felt when that first unexpected emergency came up. I think something happened to one of my tires and I had to buy a new tire. Now, usually when stuff like that happened, I would have to put it on a credit card and then I would take almost a year to pay that credit card off making those minimum payments. But once I saved that $1,000 and that unexpected thing came up and I actually had the money to handle it so it wasn't a major crisis, man, that felt good. Man, I'm trying to tell you. And so I was just like, man, if I felt this good with $1,000, imagine if I had $10,000. And so, you know, I got to the place where I got $10,000. It's like now my old computer went out and I needed to get a new computer because can't live without my computer, man. And so I had to get me a new computer. But guess what? You know what I did? I went to Best Buy the very next day, bought me a new computer. It was like $1,000-something. But guess what? Your boy had the money, so it wasn't a big deal. And I just felt so empowered. So I was like, this emergency fund, I don't call mine an emergency fund. I call it my stabilization fund. But this stabilization fund is real. So I said all that to, I don't know what changes you need to make, but I just want to challenge you. Embrace the change, whatever it is. Okay. So that's number two. So what's number one? Let's see if y'all paying attention. Tap into the power to choose. All right. What's number two? All right. Embrace the power to change. All right. Now, what's number three? Now, if you read the book, if you paying attention, you should have caught number three. So number three is leverage the power to construct your life. I can't emphasize how important this one is. We have given up all architectural rights to our life. In a sense, that's what we've done. Who are you allowing to construct your life? Is it your paycheck? Is it your job? Is it your employer? Is it your limited mindset? Who or what have you allowed to construct your life? Because you live in a life right now, but is it a life that you constructed? And the honest reality for most of you who are probably watching this now, you have not been playing as active a part as you should have or should be where constructing the life that you desire is concerned. And I'm getting to that too. Like, once I realized, it's like, man, I was letting my paycheck construct my life. What would I mean by that? I was letting my salary dictate to me what my life had to look like. And I know it may seem counterintuitive, but like, well, Gerard, you have to live within your means and you have to, you know, you said to not spend more than you earn. Yeah, I did. But that doesn't mean that you still can't make the choice of what you want things to look like. So think about this. When you are constructing a house, or when you want to build a new house, what's the first thing that you do? You build the blueprint. So the blueprint kind of gives you an idea of what it is that you want, okay? Now, before you spend any money going out for materials and different things, like, you have to create that blueprint. Now, what if you're a big thinker, you're a big dreamer. Like, okay, it would take a daring person to construct a blueprint that exceeds what they currently have. But guess what? You'll never have a blueprint that you fail to construct. You know, does that make sense? So you'll never have a life that you don't take time to purposely and intentionally construct. So what do you desire? So start there. Even if you don't have the funds or the money, what I'm doing now, and even when I travel, what I do is, first thing I do is think of the type of experience that I want. Like, trip to New York, we staying on Times Square. Don't care how much it costs, I'm going to figure it out. I'll figure that part out. Some things you just got to figure out. We're going to the Statue of Liberty. Don't know how much that'll cost. We going. I'll figure it out. Going to a Broadway show. Don't know how much it costs. We'll figure it out. So my thing is, figure out what you want and then figure out how to make it happen. And, you know, it may not happen like immediately, or you may have to save over the course of a couple of months or maybe even a year or two. But guess what? You're going to eventually get to the place where you can experience what you constructed because you were clear on what it was that you wanted. And now you had a laser focus on going after what you constructed. So that's all I'm trying to get you to do, is don't leave out the constructing process just because you don't have the money in the bank. That's what so many people that I talk to, they do. They just totally, it's almost like you let your bank account determine the length and the breadth of your imagination. Like, God gave you an imagination to be limitless, but we've allowed reality, our daily reality, to limit the boundaries of our imagination. So I want you to change that. So leverage the power to construct your life. You have the power to construct the life you want, one decision at a time. Going back to making those choices, one decision at a time. This means designing a life that aligns with your financial goals, your values, and the vision of the type of lifestyle that you desire. By intentionally constructing your life around these wealth-building habits. So do you see how, well, let me finish reading this. By intentionally constructing your life around these wealth-building habits, you take control of your financial destiny. So, very important point there. So the wealth building, or these steps of the wealth creation mindset, the main purpose of it is so that it can fund the type of life that you want to construct. But why do most people never pursue wealth, or why do most people never think about it? Because they haven't constructed a lifestyle, even if it's just in their mind, They haven't thought about or constructed a lifestyle that requires wealth. So basically what we do is we look at how much we have and then we limit or we deconstruct our lifestyle to fit how much we're making. So what I'm challenging you to do is know, I want you to start thinking about what is it that you desire? What type of life do you want to construct for yourself, for your family, for your children, for your children's children? Think about that and then let's begin the process of figuring out what is it going to take for that to happen? What type of wealth are we going to need? How much money are we going to need coming in? And to get to that point, you're going to have to expand your mindset of what you believe is possible. So you see how all of this thing, all of these points, they tie into each other. It's like you can construct, but what you construct is going to be based off of the type of mindset that you currently have. And if you have a limited, real small thinking mindset, then your ability to construct a greater life is going to be hampered. That's why you have to continually expand your mindset. And the bigger your mindset, the bigger choices that you can begin to make, the more freely you're going to be able to embrace change, and the more you're going to be able to construct the type of life that you desire. All right, I think that's it, man. I gave y'all a whole lot tonight. So in conclusion, these three superpowers, the power to choose, the power to change, and the power to construct your life, they are the foundation of a five-star mentality. Like, that's what we talk about in this book, which you, when you consciously apply these powers, you create the mindset needed to achieve financial independence, and you're going to be on your way to lasting wealth. So hope you got some value out of that. So again, go to 5starmentality.com, pick up your copy of the book for yourself, for your family, for your organization, for your team, and join me on this 5-star wealth journey. All right, I'll see you all next week. Later.